Alright kids, it's that time again. It's 6:42 in the evening on a special edition of the Stream of Random. And I have to admit, I'm addicted to my walks. I tried to go without my walk today, and I almost had an emotional breakdown. It seems that every time I skip my walks in the morning, or even during the day, it makes me very upset. So, I guess I'm committed now. And, I have some new theories that consciousness might be a construct. Awareness. An illusion. Something that we build up. Just a crazy idea, but something to think about. Let me move this mic up here so we're not breathing directly into it. So I had to calm myself down. Half an hour walk and thinking. Today I saw three male birds and two female birds courting, and the male birds were flying around and doing their little dance, little jig. The females were just watching them. I'm like, look at that. And I saw another male bird just fighting with the window, smashing into a window, seeing a reflection of itself. So, it's not dead air, it's live air. I found this really weird podcast. I think it was called Pain, Max Payne, P-A-N-E. And anyway, they were interviewing this guy who was talking about how this person was kicked out of Australia because he was talking about vaccines. So he wrote to the Australian Prime Minister a letter that upset him. I thought it was pretty hilarious. I had to listen to it twice and laugh my ass off. I don't suggest doing that, kids. And I was listening to these other podcasts where they're talking about how voter registration laws are racist and they just try to restrict people voting. And I've been always trying to wrap my head around that. They say it with such self-evidence. And it's not really convincing, but it's kind of like something that is a given truth within certain circles. I mean, I suffered under voter registration in Kansas. They made it extremely hard for me to register to vote. But what the hell? So anyway, it seems I said I wouldn't get into politics, but I have been listening to some of these podcasts, and some of them are political. I don't know what to say. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to stop the tape now. I got a group of people coming anyway. And I will make a segment, and I'll insert that clip into this gap. I hope you enjoy it.
And let them give their best argument, and then let people decide. But this driving us from the stage sets up this terrible dynamic where they really are making people like us the enemy. And I don't know if you've done much research on me, but I am currently banned from the entire continent of Australia.
Why? What's up with that? What's going on now?
Well, so what happened back in 2017 is I had published a book called Inoculated, How Science Lost Its Soul in Autism, which was kind of the book equivalent of the movie Vaxxed. I got all of the documents about the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson. And, you know, I know those people. Polly Tommy published a magazine called Autism File that I'd written some articles for. And so they took their movie Vax to Australia, and they were harassed by the government there. And in fact, at the end of Polly Tommy, their visit, when they were leaving Australia, they were detained by immigration for 45 minutes. All of their documents were searched and photographed. And then the immigration agent said to her, "If we had known what you were coming to do here, we would have never let you in the country." And so I heard that story, and then I quickly called Polly Tommy, and I did an interview with her for Bolin Report, where I write. And then I was thinking to myself, okay, how can I really pick a fight here? And so what I did was, I wrote a very public letter to the Prime Minister of Australia telling him that I intended to bring a lecture series entitled Dangerous Science to Australia, where I would talk about vaccines. And I really hoped he would pick me up at the airport. But if he didn't, I'd be happy to take an Uber to his private residence. And I really didn't want him to do anything to make a big fuss of me. Over me, but if he wanted to give me an award, he could give me Officer of the Order of Australia, because it just sounded so imperialistic and something like Winston Churchill would get. And, you know, I published this. I put in my, my forms to travel to Australia. I have no interest in traveling to Australia. I'm really busy, but I thought, I'm just going to mess with them. Well, a couple days later, I'm front page news in all the papers in Australia. Papers in China, I'm on the BBC, and, you know, the immigration minister, Peter Dutton, denounced me in Parliament and said, "We will not allow this dangerous American to come to Australia. We are denying him permission to come here." And so it kind of reached a fever pitch like 6 months later when the musician R. Kelly was denied entry to Australia. And my brother called me just laughing his ass off because he said, "Kent, you're in the article about R. Kelly." So I go to the Hollywood Reporter, and there it is that, you know, Australia has denied entrance to Australia on character grounds to other individuals like R. Kelly, Chris Brown, Chelsea Manning, and Ken Heckenlively. So I'm thinking, okay, for the average person reading this article, they're going like, okay, I know those people. Who the hell is Ken Heckenlively? why is he lumped with Chelsea Manning? And so, you know, I understand that their whole deal is to try to shame us, you know, and so, you know, the typical person would be shamed if an entire continent denied them entry and denied them the right to speak in their country. And for me, I'm just like, oh, this is just so damn funny. I wondered what else I can do.
Well, it highlights the fact that this just isn't a United States problem. This is a global.
Oh, no.
These players like Gates, these guys went global a long time ago. The United States is like their latest conquest, but they've already been Australia, Norway, Africa, New Zealand, all over the place, wreaking havoc with their phony vaccines and their problematic and underdeveloped vaccines and pumping them into poor kids all over the globe.
And what a wonderful test case Australia is, you know? It's got, what, 24 million people? Australia is much easier to buy than the United States.
Right.
But it's kind of like...
All right. Well, I hope you thought that was funny. Like I did. And I've been really trying to avoid all of this stuff. It just makes me upset. It all really does. I guess I've been very sensitive lately about a lot of things. So, they thrown all this stuff away? I don't believe it. Look at that. A weed whacker, a leaf blower, a piano. Let me take a picture of this. Sun's going down. When has that ever stopped me? I just thought of a new route that I want to try out. I'm going to go down to the river, under the highway, and then up the other side. We'll see how far I get. And then I can go all the way up around to the one bridge over on the other side of town and come back. It would be a huge walk. But that's the kind of mood I'm in right now. I don't know what to tell you guys. I don't know what to say. It looks like we're down two listeners. It looks like we're bleeding listeners. This podcast is going to hell. And I was listening to these people talk. Everything is upsetting me right now. Okay, I'm back. Well, let me tell you, I think I'm a walking addict. I can't live without going for these walks now. And I need more and more and more to be happy. It's just an addiction. I need more drugs. So, we were talking about how mathematically, with infinity, you can generate every letter and every picture, every bitmap. We talked about bits and how you can iterate over all the bits. And then once you get enough bits, you can, let's say 256 times 256. Like 2 to the 16th or something. That's enough possibilities to create all types of bitmaps. And then you can make pictures that look like Jesus or Muhammad or whoever. So Muhammad would be forbidden. Therefore, math has to be forbidden. And not only that, but insults to the king of Thailand are punishable by death, so those have to be forbidden. And all types of numbers will be banned off of Facebook. Encryption codes, passwords, secret handshakes, intellectual property. It goes on and on and on. So we have all types of math that's illegal or controlled or owned. Like, we own this number. You can't use it. This reminds me of the encryption code for cracking the was it DECSS, the country code selector for DVDs, and you weren't allowed to export it, so they printed it on a t-shirt and they said this t-shirt is illegal because it contained the encryption code on it. It's just a number. Now, before I go up this road, I'm going to check the map and make sure that it ends where I want it to end. I've discovered a new path, one that we've done before. I just want to double check it. Measure twice, cut once, they say. Where this street goes. See, this street does not go through, so I can't go. It's a dead end. It's a proverbial dead end. So that's what I wanted to check. So I'm slowly starting to feel better now. And we're ready to get into it. The deep meditation that is the stream of random. And even if we follow this whole thing down to zero, we will rise again from the ashes like a phoenix. Because every podcast has to start somewhere. And even if we take it all the way down to zero, we can bring it up to amazing heights again. Once we find our voice and our audience. And also we've done zero marketing as well. Everyone has certain expectations. And we can express those, I think, as some kind of formula. The formula of expectations. And math being the first language. I'm just starting to explore it again. Now I'm going to walk up this godforsaken street. One of the worst ideas ever. The worst apartment complexes in the city. Godforsaken. No sidewalks. Just these horrible, horrible buildings stacked on top of each other. Low-income housing. So let's continue. So I've been working today. I recreated the start of my algorithm in Pygame. And I'll tell you what I've got so far. So basically, I've got a list of colors as a class. So we have all the colors encapsulated in there. Then we have the game is a main event loop that just knows how to exit when you hit the exit button. And for every clock tick, it calls draw on the what I call the process object. And the process contains a view on what to draw on. So that view contains like the background color and the colors and the size. And then the process itself contains the parameters of how many blocks, the size of one block, the offset from the beginning. So basically we're starting with a square offset from the top. We have a column heading, and we have a column of numbers, 1 to 10 or 1 to whatever. We have the row heading, 1 to 10, or whatever. And then I've got another algorithm to determine the contents, which is basically the number of blocks multiplied by the number of blocks. So it's 100 times. We just call the division and remainder to determine what row and what column to put the number in. So we're just creating a table where we're counting to 100. And it's kind of funny. Because it's not a multiplication table. It It's not even an addition table, it's a modulo table. And so I just started today, I rewrote that for the third time. I'm using Pygame for that. And I put it onto GitLab. I called it the Prime Game or something like that. Walking up this hill here is pretty freaking steep. It's the Prime Game. And now, I'm going through the numbers, and I'm going to say, the number 2, how many times does it divide into 10? Well, it divides 5 times into 10. So that means we'll have 5 columns that we need to... we need to measure by. So for the first time, we start with 0. We add 2 5 times, and for each time we add 2, well, we basically do the 2 and the mod, because if we take 12 or 13, we'll end up in the second row. So we start with that. And I guess what we have to do is we still have to do this division, because that's how many times we have to do the operation, which I'm talking about, which are the columns. And now each of those 2 multiples under 10, in order to find the next line, I have to also add in the multiple. So the next one is going to be 2, right, plus 10. Why is it plus 10? To get us to 12. It's going to go 2 to 12. It's going to go 4 to 14. And so forth. And we're going to create a line from 2 to 12, which is the line straight down. Then we're going to color all those blocks going down with a 2's color. And then we're going to continue. Now, when we get to 3, 3 goes into 10 3 times. Evenly, 3 and something. So that means 3, 6, and 9. And, but we don't add 10. We're going to add the 9 plus 1 times 3, or 12. So it's going to go... it's going to go from 3 to 12. And then 12 to 21. Because the equation is y equals x minus 3. And intersects at 0. So, basically, if we're in the first item, so if 2 goes into 10 five times, for the first row, we add in the remaining 4 times to bring us to 10. And then we add 1 for the first one. For the second one, we add in the remaining 3. Then we add 2. And so forth. So for the 3s, 3 goes into 10 3 times. First one we add 2, we have remainder 1, brings us to 12. And for 6, we add in 1 and another 2. Which will bring us to 15. So we go from 6 to 15. So basically, we're going to have to do some modulo arithmetic to find the next one over. Now, 4s have already been covered, but I'd like to paint the 4s as their own. So we see it's already been painted. I could just skip it, but if we do multiples of 4s, it'll go from 4 to 8 to 16. And I'd like to just draw a line and give it an extra color. So that we'll have some visuals. So multiples of 2 we'll have as the first color, I guess, reds. And multiples of 3, we'll have the second color, blue. I wonder if there's any other prime numbers for colors. We've only got 3 prime colors. I guess you've got cyan, magenta, cyan. So it's going to be interesting just to look at the color schemes and prime numbers and do mappings. So then we get to 5. 5 divides into 10 2 times. And then once we get to 6, well, it's already been covered. But we'll color that in with a tone of purple for red plus blue. And then I guess the 5s will be yellows. And then we get to 7. I guess we could use silver or something for 7. Different tones of metal. We'll play with the colors. I don't have a scheme yet for the colors. And then this guy, he also had quadratic numbers, triangular numbers, pentagonal numbers, etc. So we're going to add those in as shapes. And he had all types of crazy stuff on his diagram. And I want to make it zoomable and scalable. So what else we got? Well, I also want to make it so you can change the values to different numbers, turn on layers, export to SVG and all that. And Kiwi, I'm going to look into, runs on the mobile phone. So we might move to a Kiwi platform as well. But this code should be portable. So what else we got? So then, once we have these colors, so we can look at what blocks intersect or intersected by what lines, or hit the line exactly. They have to hit the dot exactly, not intersect, but hit. And that will color in a block. And then we can just look on the bitmap visually for blocks that are not colored. And those will be the next prime numbers. So that's what I'm thinking, like, we could just create a bitmap and color everything either black or white and just look for holes and then calculate. I guess we could have one bit per number. I haven't even considered that. And just fill them in with black or white. And if we do that, could we consider this whole thing to be some form of binary tree? And what if we use a tree representation for the sieve? What if we just cut off the branch? It's like, this is the two branches, multiples of two, go down this way, and we can just cut it off. We don't even have to complete the whole tree. We can put a cut in, 2, 4, 8, or we can go that way. So we haven't considered all of these things, bitmaps, binary trees. Can we do the binary tree representation as a single bit vector, a heap structure, and optimize it for finding primes? Or do we have more complicated heaps? So maybe we can find some interesting algorithms and interesting data structures, but we're going to try some different ones out. But in the end, we should be able to just zoom out and by applying a zoom operation, get the bit mask as well. Because once you zoom down to the squares turn into bits, then you're done. So yeah, this was some interesting thoughts. And I'm slowly getting down to working out these algorithms in my head. Essentially mathematical thoughts. And then, we could, if we use bitmaps, we could just create a bitmap for each number. And then and it together. Or actually, we OR it together. If we use colors, use a colored bitmap. And you use OR to join two bitmaps together to create a third. So each number would just be a different layer that's OR together. Then look for holes, take that number, generate its bitmap and OR it, and eventually you have no holes left. Sieve of Arathanes on bitmaps. And I wonder what that would look like for tree structures and heap structures. And then if we take those color, those bitmaps, and we apply colors to them, it's like take the twos and paint it red, or and it with the red bits, etc. We're getting deep into these numbers, kids. Deep, deep, deep. So I figure if we're going to lose all of our listeners, let's do it in style. I'm sorry, kids, but I've disappointed you. I've changed so much. This is development, though. We're developing here. The development of consciousness, of awareness, of the mind, is the construction of consciousness, I would say. We're constructing it. Or does it exist already? Are we discovering it? Are we uncovering it? Is it constructed? Or is it uncovered? Was it there already? Or is it built? It's the chicken and the egg problem, isn't it? Okay. We're almost at the end of this endless community here. Getting back up to the top of the hill. And now we're going to wrap around. And we're going to have to jump over the train tracks to do the full circle. guess I could just walk over at Scotch and go back down that way and save myself a trek. Which I think I might do. Okay, so I think I've given you guys enough for today. I know it's horrible. I do realize how horrible it is. How poor the content is. Now, I don't want to go this way. I could walk through the airport. But I don't want to walk around the south side of the airport. Because that was really, really bad last time. The car is whipping around. So I'm going to keep on cutting through north, like I originally planned. We'll see how we're going to do this. Okay, that's it. I mean, I might come back with some more updates if I have anything important to say. But I don't think so. I'm gonna cut through this golf course here. Check the map. So guys, I'll catch you later. Okay, we can do another segment real quick. So I've made it around the airport. I found the salt truck entry had a gate that was open for pedestrians, and that goes through to the airport, Department of Transportation Road. And then I can take the road around the airport, which will take me to Scotch Road, and then I'm home free. So it wasn't that bad at all. And, there's some beautiful private planes here. At Mercer County Airport. Some Learjets, some Cessnas, some Beechcraft, all types of airplanes. I was thinking it'd be nice to have an pilot license. But that's like a full-time job. I don't have time for it. Look at that. South Cessna Ave. Isn't that funny? Cessna Ave. Airports are funny places. I worked at the Frankfurt Airport. That has got to be the worst time of my life. The absolute worst. The bottom of the pits. But sometimes at the bank, it was even worse. So I guess I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel of life here, kids. Something's got to change. Something's got to change. It's like I'm seeking zero. Or the system is sorting me to zero. I said to someone, one of our sometimes listeners who doesn't really listen that often, but I said, I'm pre-canceled. Pre-canceled. How's that? Pre-canceled. It's like, we don't like you, so you've already been canceled. We're just looking for a reason to really cancel you. So now you're pre-canceled. Anyway, we're going to learn from all this. We're going to learn. The one is to improve our quality. And the two is mass appeal. Which I don't want. And I'm not really that bummed out that we're losing listeners. Because I'm still enjoying these walks, let me tell you. This walk I really needed to get my soul straightened out. Something was up with me. Now, if I could cut through that road, that would be great. Lockheed Ave. But I don't think I can. I think I'm going to get yelled at. You got to watch out for airports. I remember last time I walked up to the airport at 4 in the morning, and some police rolled up on me, the sheriff. It's like, dude, I'm going for a walk. Like, this is military, you know. So sometimes they're touchy, it seems. Oh, here's a new police car. Now, why is he going that way? It's like he made a right turn to a dead-end street. He's got to be turning around and coming about this way. Probably setting off all types of alarms walking around here. We've got the airport, we have the old naval weapon systems, we have the current, airport for the, we've got the current airport for the, let me check the map. Anywhere except this nasty road here. The National Guard, the New Jersey National Guard. Let's see. Well, if I go straight there, it's all dead end. Basically have to go around the airport again. There's only one way. It's this way, along this main road. I mean, it's safe. It's just annoying. Shouldn't be that much traffic at this point. We saw a military helicopter just hovering over the ground here next to the National Guard the other day. Not the most pleasant walking experience, let me tell you. And I saw some weird stuff going on at the train station today. So I cut through the train station through a side road, and all of a sudden I see this passenger vehicle driving along an abandoned service road on my right. Well, the first weird sign is I saw some weirdo sitting down two blocks from the airport, from the train station, on the corner, acting weird. So then I walk up to the train station, and a service road that would lead to there, some passenger vehicle was driving up. And that was number two weird things. And number three weird things is that someone was standing and walking around on the abandoned trackside of the train station, hanging around his vehicle. So I saw three weirdos where they shouldn't have been on that side of the train tracks. So I was just wondering if I interrupted some type of something going on. So I'll have to be careful about that. I don't want to get caught up in anything. I guess some type of weirdos would be hanging out at abandoned parts of the train station at the end of the line, doing shady things. They think no one's watching. Anyway, no idea what's up. Just observations. Luckily, I have my safety jacket on. So they think I'm somebody. Even the sheriff rolled up on me at the airport and he saw my safety jacket, so he knew that I was A-okay. Oh, there's the police officer. He just drove by me again, checking me out. You'd think they'd have a sidewalk here along the airport, you know? But no. Can't have a sidewalk on the airport. Just gotta walk the perimeter. My colleague lives right there where I walked. He lives like literally on the airport. They just built this new housing complex where they had the New Jersey Department of Transportation salt dump right next to that. And he's complaining about the airplanes. It's like, oh yeah, when I first moved in here during the pandemic, they didn't have so many airplanes, and now they have lots of airplanes. It's like, oh, go figure. I tried to warn the kid. You don't want to live next to the airport. But they never listen. I guess that's why we're just doomed to repeat ourselves and reinvent the wheel over and over and over again. That's why I've made it my mission to pick up where Gauss has left off, because, I mean, these great minds of the past, they didn't have computers, and they left us such incredible ideas. And if they were alive today, they would just be continuing. My son wanted to know why people have to grow up. I said, just imagine if everyone was 1 year old and they never got older. You'd have a world run by babies. He could get that. It was proof by contradiction. But just imagine a world run by some cavemen of yore who would never die and never give up power. That would also be horrible. I mean, you may think that the queen is bad, but just think of her predecessors. So, think of it as a saving, a mixing up of the cards to prevent a too great of accumulation of power in one hand, which would be a local maxima, because we're just artificial intelligence searching for the maximum value, and we get stuck on these bumps where we think we've reached the top and we have to go down. It's the hill climbing algorithm. It's like, oh, I've reached this hill, and everywhere around me I'll have to go down. I'll have to go down. Go down before I can go up again. I have to go down the hill. I think I'm at the top. And that's the paradox of everything. We think we've reached the pinnacle of existence, the pinnacle of power. In reality, it all has to be squashed and crushed and rebuilt again. To go through the birth and death cycles and reinvent the wheel over and over again and try and pick up the threads of what others have left for us. And that is where we get into the mainstream versus the offstream. So I think I actually have a topic now. So we have the mainstream, let's just call it part of the establishment, part of the power structure. Let's just call it the holdouts of the Roman Empire, the system of power and its establishment, continuing on for generations. And then we have the outsiders. People who aren't part of that. The marginalized people. People being squished and pushed aside. The ones that aren't perfect. The ones that failed the test. The ones that are different. People like me. Hey, are we still recording? It's not dead air. It's live air. We're live. We is live. I just picked up another vape off the ground. I've got quite the vape collection now. Not that I use them. They end up getting thrown away. This one looks pretty fancy, though. It's a chrome steel tube. Couldn't help myself. Shiny object on the ground. So, what does it say? Patrolled, no trespassing. Sheriff's Office. New Jersey. S2C183. Okay. What does this say? Warning. Restricted area. Trenton Mercer Airport. Airport operations area. No trespassing. Authorized airport personnel only. Patrolled by Mercer County Sheriff's Office. To gain access to report suspicious activity, call 609-989-6111. Violator subject to arrest and prosecution under that same code. Civil or federal penalties may also apply. Yeah. Well, I'm just walking on the berm here. I'm not going over the fence. Suspicious activity. The police are, Ewing police are going to be like, oh, it's that dude again. He's always walking around. I see him in the morning. He's the Night Stalker. Thinks he's some kind of superhero. I don't know what else to say. What were we talking about? The outsiders? The marginalized peoples? It's like, are you going to use to sell pharmaceutical devices? Or push a party line? No, no, no. Well, what good are you? Oh, you want to teach mathematics. You want to learn mathematics? Just going to ramble on about your shit? Who's going to listen to that? Who's going to listen to that? Rambling on about stuff. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum, bum. Tomorrow's no agenda day. Well, in any case, it's self-reflection and some kind of awareness that we've built up that has helped me personally for this year to get through sanity, sanely, with my sanity intact. This podcast has helped me reflect over things, and maybe it's helped you. So, it's a record of the COVID, the progression of thoughts, and documenting how our thoughts, my thoughts, have changed over time and progressed. Very progressive. Okay, so now we've reached the end of the civil airport, and now we're getting to the military installation at the end, which I'll walk right on by. The air patrol Civil Air, the National Air Guard or something like that. I guess that's where they keep the fighter jets and helicopters to start shooting insurrectionists if they're attacking New Jersey. Yeah, I got to, we got to listen in to Ariana play her Mozart stuff. I should record some of that for the next, next episode, because I got that in my head, that Mozart, she's making good progress on it. All right, kids, and now this is really going to be it. I've reached Scotch Road. We're almost home, another half an hour or so. I might take the shortcut through the woods, though. It's 9 o'clock. All right. Hacker Mike, out. Oh, I have an addendum. So after I ended the recording, I walked under the bridge. There was a huge party going on at the liquor store there. And then, the weirdest thing happened. Someone, I crossed the road, and someone was just following me in an unmarked civilian car. And he pulls up, and he stops in the middle of the street, and looks at me, and then drives off. And it was weird. He just stopped in the middle of the road at the turn. He was like going to turn there, and then he was going to turn there. He didn't know where to turn because I had just crossed the street and I was just watching him. And I kind of caught him there. And I was just looking at him funny, and he was looking at me funny. So I just wanted to share that. I don't know what it was, but it was definitely weird behavior on this guy's part. Like, you don't just come up to an to a turn and then don't make a turn. Just stop in the middle of the road and be like, Anyway, see ya.